I made a promise that I will attempt to fulfill for you teachers of God who are going out into the world using the mind training of A Course in Miracles and are beginning to experience factors of healing, miracle healing, within the arrangement of your individual dedication to assume the role of a miracle healer. And the responses with the new satellite have been tremendous. Our Course in Miracles International is now being spread in many languages around the world, and more of you are assuming the title of teachers of God. The lesson that I learned through my Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the author of the Course in Miracles, was that the responsibility for healing was mine to make, since the responsibility for the disease of my association with my apparent friends and enemies was a part of the conjecture of my mind concerning my self-identity. In the process of the mind training, okay, as practiced in this world, we have learned that continuously with us is another self, another determination of who we are, that will be evident to us if we allow it to be. So that the practice being employed by you right there as a teacher, and that's why you accepted this assignment, didn't it? Say, well, shall we practice for a minute? Say to me, I accepted the assignment, mission, okay, to teach the process of miracle healing through the power of my mind. That's probably too long a sentence for you to say, but just say, I use the power of my mind through love and forgiveness to heal those who are around me. Practice. I see you now as whole and perfect in the pertainment of our recognition of each other as separate bodies. Teachers, and there's a lot of you watching this at this time, let's turn and look at each other just for a minute. Watch this. There you are. Now, what occurred at that moment? I saw a perspective of you through the change of my mind. Teacher, now, that was an experience of your healing that henceforth, from this moment, those of you who are new to the idea of this Course in Miracles will carry with you in the aspects and the intervals of the space-time location in which you find yourself. You'll notice that the title I have been given is a Master Teacher of A Course in Miracles. All of you actually have mastered a very fundamental idea of self-responsibility, which is going to make your capacity to heal the sick and raise the dead much more evident to you in a single instant of correspondence. You listening to me, teacher of God? The totality of healing is nothing but a moment, are you ready, of communication. Deep within you, you have been looking for a method of communicating with those who appear to be around you, and you have been sorely disappointed on a continuing basis with the simple admission that the occupancy of your body within space-time has denied you access somewhere to an entire moment of correspondence which is what miracle healing is. So through the practice of the mind training of A Course in Miracles, and I'm employing it with you now, you are in a condition of, say to me, I've discovered myself. Have you discovered yourself? So, my qualifications in what you term a master teacher is nothing but a newfound capacity within my own mind to recognize who I am in my relationship with the universe and the application of that power, all right, at the direction of my Savior, Jesus Christ, who said to me very, very emphatically in his New Testament that the evidences of my success in healing myself in relationship with the universe through his attention of my innate capacity to perform acts of healing will be the forgiveness of my enemy, or the forgiveness of the images that are presenting me with the obstacles of conflict that constitute my sickness. So our lesson for today, and this is particularly directed to the thousands of you now who are beginning to describe to me miraculous occurrences of healing. And what you've discovered in your comparisons is some of you use words, some of you use demonstrations, some of you lay on hands, some of you take positions of energy of association, some of you recommend nostrums or energy or faculties of vitamin pills. I have no concern at all about the manner in which you heal, because you, in correspondence with this teaching, have made a fundamental idea, a position of a mission to fulfill an obligation of offering love and forgiveness through the charity of sharing of our, the idea of the action of the giving our mind, which will heal the sick and raise the dead. 3 minutes with the acknowledgement of responsibility that we always perform when we begin to teach these lessons. And it's the idea of your acceptance of your fundamental power. Listen. So here it is, the responsibility for sight. This is the only thing that you need do for vision, happiness, release from pain, and the complete escape from sin, all to be given you. You say only this, but you mean it with no reservations. Why? This is the power of salvation. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve, and everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for, and I receive as I have asked. Deceive yourself no longer that you are helpless in the face of what is done to you. Acknowledge but that you have been mistaken, and all the effects of your mistakes will disappear. It is impossible the Son of God is merely driven by events outside of him. It is impossible that happenings that come to him were not his choice. His power of decision is the determiner of every situation in which he seems to find himself by chance or accident. Are you listening? No accident nor chance is possible within the universe as God created it, outside of which is nothing. Suffer, and you've decided sin was your goal. Be happy, and you gave the power of decision to him who must decide for God, for you. The mere prospect of that is exciting, isn't it? When you take on the role of healing, let's quiet down just for a moment, because one of the complaints about the old man, they call me the master teacher, in my attempts to communicate miracle events, have been my tendency to over-instruct. I do that. because the joy of self-realization for me occurred in a moment of utter devastation, where there emerged in me, through the direction of what I was searching for, a new self-identity that in a particular sense, in my mind, is perfectly reasonable. So that the idea of miracle healing, now I'm going to teach you as an advanced teacher, the idea of spontaneous remissions, the idea that I can look at you with the power of the love that I feel for you, will heal you instantly. And it really doesn't occur within the fabric of my reasoning process that this would not be true. Why? If all of our power of mind in the universe, singularly, wherever we look and whatever we do, comes from a single source of eternally creating love and happiness, how can I be excluded from it? Through the teachings of the Course, I have learned that since I am responsible for what I see, I have what? I've been excluding myself. Will you say that to me? The self that I have identified myself as, the ego, the self-identity that the world justifies within my mind association, has denied me access to the kingdom of heaven. This from my Savior Jesus. He said to me at my moment of devastation, many, many of us have experienced this, I'm with you. What did I do at that moment? I asked for help. So we're at the point within the mind training where we make a very fundamental admission, all right, that we heal, are you ready, through prayer. And my reasoning process is immediately distressed by the idea that the application of my power of mind to make decisions would depend on me asking some unknown source of whatever help I needed to help me in my situation. Yet there's a fundamental admission within the concept of conceptual association, the species Homo sapien, who carries on a dialogue with himself in regard to the situation that he finds himself in, that he's actually in a constant state of a search for solutions that never seem to justify where he locates himself in space-time or makes him entirely happy. Did you hear that? So in a particular sense, we used to call ourselves praying animals. Okay. Certainly, if 97% of our body association is identical genetically to a chimpanzee, and I'm told this is true, my concern about you in our correspondence of prayer in the healing factor of conversion is not concerned about your 97% body. The most I could be concerned about is how we can communicate together in a moment of spiritual realization of the redundancy of correspondence that is possible in instances of communication not based on sequential time. Okay? So as a healer, all right, what you are offering, and dear one, there's thousands of Christian healers who are employing the message of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit to heal. And we want to give them all recognition. And we understand that many who are performing miracles are immediately asked to justify them within their own correspondence of body association. Okay, my Savior, your Savior Jesus, as a Christian, would never ask you to do this. Why? He'll tell you that the healing factor involved in this spontaneous remission is the action of the power of his love for you in the direction that you give through the Holy Spirit in the realization of a wholeness that's evident in us now and occurred right there. So that this video, and this is for advanced teachers, isn't it? Because the question that I have been asked to answer is how valuable is the idea of healing, of spontaneous remissions, of suddenly being whole and well, miracle healing we call it, okay, in the factoring of self-recognition that constitutes my certainty that, as Jesus reminds me, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. The power of mind that you are accepting from me now in the mission for which you were chosen in this cycle of time to make the declaration of responsibility that will allow you to heal the sick and raise the dead are the message of Jesus of Nazareth in his coming to this place of desolation and pain. He offers you a prayer of the heart, wherein turning your will over to our Father, the solution will be evident to you. So the lesson for today and the request that should be known in our association with each other as teachers of this Course in Miracles, should I tell you that you're whole and perfect? Practice that I employ, many of you now are taking the message of Jesus in the world. And certainly I would use, the New Testament, and I'm going to quote what Jesus says to me in regard to my capacity to heal. Perhaps I would go to the scripture where Jesus admonishes me that I will do greater things than he has done, because he has ascended to the Father and is now returned with us. Notice that I'm not at all concerned whether you employ the vernacular of the message of Jesus in regard to your individual recognition and hence what we call resurrection through a transfiguration of your body. But it is necessary that you make the fundamental acknowledgement that the power to heal is contained within you, and that you have been employing efforts to determine outcomes in a new relationship with the disease of your body that will justify the longevity that you believe you are in sequential time. I appear to you now through the auspices of Jesus and am informing you emphatically by his declaration. Are you listening? That there is no death. So that as a healer of God, I am certain that if you are occupying that body, whatever you are presenting me with in your determination to remain in that body and get old and die will not be true. And if they are not true, and the organizations of this world are not true, the healing through the power of our love and forgiveness will be much more evident within the Holy Spirit, the energy of a redetermination of instantaneous illusionary definitions that show us moments of wholeness within the idea of the chaos of the refractions of light, mass, dark light, that have prevented us from seeing instantly our new correspondence with each other. So what we're going to do now is begin this lesson. Okay, is healing necessary? There, the moment of healing that you experienced with me just then, okay, in that spontaneous remission, all right, really didn't have anything to do with the words. I have many physician friends, medical doctors, who are very much aware that the healings that they often offer to their patients are based on their intense need to help, their intense need to serve. Sometimes we call them general practitioners. But the simple fact of the matter is their need to heal, their need to serve, all right, are fundamentally what the requirement is. Because the more determined they are to express, whether through the learning techniques, whether through the specializations of their mind, concerns me not in the slightest. The determination to serve, this is the description of a teacher of God, seeing the suffering of your brother and your need to alleviate it is fundamentally what a healer is. All I'm offering to you as a healer, and we're all healers, is fundamentally the first acceptance is the idea of healing yourself. Very simply, because fundamentally you will not be able to offer to your patient any more than you believe about yourself. That is not to say that if you have practiced heart surgery, if you have taken ideas of taking out a heart and putting in a new one, and you have evolved a technique in performing that act of healing, that it will not be valuable in the knowledge that you have gained. Thank you. Thank you for rendering that service to our body formulations. But I want you to see with me, fundamentally, you are employing the power of your conceptual mind to perform acts that justify relationships of cause and effect that are good, that are helpful, that are joyous, that heal. In a basic sense, all healing occurs through prayer. And those of us who have been together in situations where there didn't seem to be solutions and have suddenly discovered through our mutual intent to solve the problem that the problem was solved is basically the teaching that I'm offering you now. I am opening up avenues by which you, as a conceptual association, will make new discoveries about yourself that allow you to communicate more advantageously, more efficaciously with associations that are out there that had previously defined your limited association with yourself, had enclosed you in a capsulation of dark light that did not allow you to see the aspects of the power of healing that you brought with you when you came into this circumference of time are available to you. Say to me, I fundamentally and momentarily forgot my capacity to change the situation in which I find myself based on a very fundamental admission that I'm not happy here. Your recognition of the assignment you have been given by Jesus and now by the particulars of His Course in Miracles are nothing but your discovery that no matter where you look within this parameter of pain and loneliness and death, that you couldn't solve the problem. And heretofore, the solution that you have been using is to annihilate yourself, to simply tread your little timid way, the idea that you are a body within time. You come here, you associate, you search for happiness and peace, and you find it, and then you die. I'm showing you the power to reverse within your own mind the idea of death and let you employ the power of healing, which previously demonstrated your longevity of being a body, into the immediacy of a quantum healing moment that shows you the entirety of the solution by a simple admission that you're the cause of it. As Master Jesus says, that's what will allow you to heal the sick and raise the dead. So is verbalization necessary within the correspondence of the healing that just occurred with you? Not necessarily, and we're going to do the lesson. I'm going to have to leave you. 27 minutes is up. I promise you I'll be right back, and we'll use the auspices of self-discovery that have let us see each other in a new parameter of space-time, in which the idea that we would verbalize will disappear, except as we find within our own hearts and mind the solution for which we searched. The simple self-realization that you're whole and perfect. I'll be right back. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we're thinking, in which we intend to evolve this healing factor of the joy and peace that we now share. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone, including you. So, there you are, teacher of God. Shall I tell you fundamentally the reason that you're watching this video? You like the mission that you've accepted. You've seen the suffering of what's going on in this world. My goodness sake, look at it. And you felt the frustration of not being able to help. And while you've offered to the starving ones food, and while you've offered to the suffering ones your emotions of love and forgiveness, you have still felt the frustration of the necessity to maintain your self-identity within an objective relationship of separation from creative source. It's important that you remember with me, okay, those of you who are still operating in the time procedure, that time lasted but a moment in your own mind with no effect upon eternal life at all, and that all this time is actually over. Okay, if you believe you are still in time, you will continue to replicate the idea of schism, the idea of separation that momentarily took the place of eternal love. And you'll keep on searching for the solution in a parameter of dark light that holds you in the bondage constituted by self-identity, in the fear that if you lose your self-identity, lose your body form, you'll be dead. True. That's true, isn't it? You're occupying this body and you're going to live out that cycle of time and you're going to die. All right? I'm a master teacher at this point in your own mind. Are you listening? Telling you that's ridiculous. There is no way, I'm looking right at you now, you saw me, that you will be successful at retaining that identity of a human being. The ego that corresponds within your own idea of pain, where you justify moments of love and healing, but still what? Retain the fundamental idea of the necessity for you to continue to conceptualize yourself in your old associations, project them into the future, and justify all the pain and loneliness that you felt in your inability to solve the problem of conceptual ideas in the future, and you live in a relationship of what is already over and what is yet to come that can only be based on your failure. You listening to me? With your mind now and your heart? There's no such thing as failure. You can't fail. Are you listening? The only way you can know that is to attempt to succeed. Okay? The problem you have is in your attempts to succeed at direct communication that transcends the whole idea of the speed of light, you have always appeared to fail. The next time you make the effort of quantum realization to escape the bondage of space-time, what is it going to be based on, teacher? Failure. Okay. The human condition is an invention of the conceptual mind that justifies the idea of the speed of light. I'm going to perform some miracle healing here in just a second. It moves at what you defined as 186,000 miles a second, but it's impossible that you can communicate within that cycle of light energy, very simply because objective reality is non-communicative. Now you've discovered to your happy surprise in your lab experiments that you're influencing what appears to be objective out in your association with yourself. To that extent, miracle healing is quantum healing. It's the idea, as I think about myself, I will reflect, project, or extend from me a solution out in the world. You listening to me, conceptual mind? The problem you have had heretofore in your determination to heal is that you have given the world recognition of being separate from you and let it influence you in regard to what you are. It's called a matrix, isn't it? It has no causation. Say to me, this world is causeless. Yeah, this world is causeless. Its problems can never be solved because it's already over and gone. I am with an aspect of the interval of your cycling of space-time where you have given sufficient evidence of a need for an alternative. This is what prayer is, where you said very simply, I'm sick and tired of this, I can't solve the problem. The moment you said that, the problem was solved. Why? The problem is already solved. It's the conflict of your own conceptual self that has prevented you from seeing it. So I'm very wordy here, right? The energy of my healing, I'm using Jesus' mind for a minute, and we're very excited at the prospect that Jesus is with me. There were some complaints on the last video that I did where I said I talk to Jesus all the time. Well, I do talk to him. There are particular times when I ask his advice in regard to his Course in Miracles. Very fundamentally, the human consciousness condition is a dialogue with itself. You know it and I know it. You're always talking to yourself. The question is not that. The question is, which part of yourself should you believe? What's the name of that counselor on the Dr. Phil? I love him. Dr. Phil on the, what's his name? The Oprah Show? Dr. Phil on the Oprah Show challenges people to look at their association with themselves. And he's very enjoyable. Why? There is progress to be made, Phil, Dr. Phil, in looking at your association with yourself. It's fundamentally the teachings of A Course in Miracles. One problem. The solution that you offer them finally still retains the problem because it's the idea that the problem can be solved within your conceptual self. The only step, maybe they'll let me go on and talk with Dr. Phil. I'd love to do it. I love him. I watch the program all the time. And I watch it. I watch how he solves problems between people by getting them to what? Look at themselves. All right? The only step that I require that you would make is that the self in the alternative that you choose is finally not going to make you happy either. So that your dependency on a complete alternative, and he acknowledges this, will give both of you the solution simultaneously. And it won't have anything to do whatsoever with the problem as you defined it. Can you get that? Thank you, Phil, for offering people insight in the necessity for them to find a new correspondence within themselves that they then share. Individually, it's probably the very highest form of therapy that can be offered you, with the ultimate uncompromising admission that you are responsible for what you see individually and are choosing the results you want. And in that connection, it has no correspondence with the conflict to which you appear to suffer in your special relationships. At that point, you follow the simple admission of my Savior, Jesus, that says, stop defending yourself. Understand in the totality of your need and love for forgiveness, you can see each other in that moment that will heal both of you instantaneously and allow you to see the uselessness of continuing to occupy yourself in the conflict of the continuum of time that can never be justified through the kingdom of light that we now share. So yes, I do enjoy watching programs that teach solutions in relationships, because my Jesus, my Savior, told me very emphatically that the kingdom of God, the love of God, is going to be whole and perfect no matter how I look at myself, so that the solution to my problem must be found here on earth in our relationships with each other. And if that requires correspondences of our vocabulary, whether it be in music or math, correspondences of vocabulary, or moments of silence, healing is going on here and now in its fullness at this time. Finally, the lesson, are words important in healing? From the teacher's manual of A Course in Miracles. Listen. Strictly speaking, words play no part at all in healing. The motivating factor is prayer, by listening, or asking. Listen, what you ask for, you receive. I'm back just for a moment. If that sounds like Sermon on the Mount, it is. Jesus says in the sermon, you're going to get back what you put out there. Now, you may use a little time before you get it back because you don't want it. And you may even use death to deny the simple realization that what goes around comes around. But whatever you ask for, you're going to get, even though in a moment you change your mind. Can you hear that with me? I'm going to get to reading this. Listen. What you ask for, you receive. Listen. But this refers to the prayer of the heart, not to the words you use in praying. Why? Sometimes the words and the prayer are contradictory. Sometimes they agree. It doesn't matter. Why? God does not understand words, for they were made by separate minds to keep them in the illusion of separation. Listen, words can be helpful, particularly for the beginner, in helping concentration and facilitating the exclusion, or at least the control, of extraneous thoughts. All right? Let us not forget, however, that words are but symbols of symbols. They are thus twice removed from reality. How much value is there if you and a human being and I as a human being share an article that we both desire and are determined to come together to justify through our words? Okay, The problem we now have is by naming it, we justify it in our individual mind and we give it an objective reality or value. It now goes on the marketplace based on the value we have given it within our own particulars of mind. And we establish an exchange culture on the simple idea that some things have more value than others. It's called a double bind because we refuse to look at the fundamental auspices of why we are giving it value. And the reason, this is the same thing with sickness. You have already verified in your mind the necessity to be sick. And you won't open it to a complete alternative of healing simply because you have remedies that seem to justify the sickness through a healing process. Are words necessary in healing? Apparently they're necessary for the old man. Yeah. I want you to see at the beginning that the factor I'm employing, while it includes your idea of yourself, it always offers you instantly another alternative. Why is this true? All of the alternatives that you're living on and depending on are always over and gone. Practice, like in your healing ideas, time is not sequential. Say it. Let's use the word continuity. Continuity of time. Communication is what continuity. We have separate scripts that identify ourselves as separate. And somewhere, while we're willing to change the script, we are rarely willing to change the play entirely. Because the loss of the play in which we are employed in the definition of ourselves will be the loss of ourselves. Not true. You brought the play with you when you came. The demonstration you're utilizing in objective ideas of changing the things that are out there through your recognition of praying together for solutions that justify your continued separation are futile attempts to remain separate from what you are. I'm speaking now as the master teacher through the auspices of the healing power of my Savior Jesus. I'm telling you emphatically, and I want you to share it with me. Will you share it with me? Say, this is not my home. Yes. Now, the idea that this is where you're from, this is basically all that Jesus says when he appears here from out of time. He looks at you and he says, okay, through love and forgiveness, you will see that the father that you thought was you, the one that entertained the idea of sickness and pain, is not who you are, because our Father is in heaven. And the power I am asking you to use in your own mind to heal with each other is that power. Therefore, go ye and heal the sick and raise the dead. Because the power of our application of love for each other at this time will heal you. Let's go back to the lesson. Remember that Socratically the idea of exchange is verifies that you're getting the result of your own mind even though you don't like it. Listen. Here's our problem. As symbols, words have quite specific references. Even when they seem most abstract, the picture that comes to mind is apt to be very concrete. Unless a specific referent does occur to the mind in conjunction with the word has little or no practical meaning and thus cannot help the healing process. Listen, the prayer of the heart does not really ask for concrete things. It always requests some kind of experience. The specific things ask for being the bringers of the desired experience in the opinion of the asker. The words, then, are symbols for the things asked for, but the things themselves, but stand for the experiences that are hoped for. Shall I tell you how this came about in me? When I couldn't solve the problem at all through the symbolization of my mind, I made a basic decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God, which is the attempt at a direct communicative link that, rather than subtracting me from the world, will cause the power of love and forgiveness to be included in with my decision-making factor. That's what this says. There are some interesting aspects involved in the thousands of books that have been written in regard to prayer. Because as we walk around within the containment of ourself, there is no question we are searching for solutions objectively within our desire, within our need, within our gratifications, in our search for wisdom where we can participate successfully in the commerce of starvation, the commerce of need, the commerce of the need to identify ourselves separately. And we're very successful at it. So that the notation of the idea of separation is contained within speech, as we just indicated. Yet the speech cannot not indicate somewhere the idea of the symbolization. Okay, fundamentally, we think, let's use a term, hieroglyphically. We think in terms of ancient language that drew the picture of a horse before the word horse was used. Can you see that? So that in that idea that a vocabulary of energy, of light, is contained within our babble of exchange is inevitable. But the power that you employ cannot exceed the limitations you have placed on what you desire. Let's read a little more quickly. The prayer for things of this world will bring experiences of this world. If the prayer of the heart asks for this, this will be given because this will be received. It is impossible that the prayer of the heart remain unanswered in the perception of the one who asks. We're going to have to finish up this first hour of our words necessary in prayer. I hope you'll stay with me. My practice is to do another hour. I want to talk to you just for a moment about those of you who have prayed for the wellness of sick ones, who have prayed for solutions in the shared idea of correspondences with each other and have been successful. And that's fundamentally what a miracle is. Fundamentally, the beginning of the recognition of a miracle is a prayer of the heart where the intensity of your need to be well or to share that wellness will be evident. Listen carefully to me. What this lesson says is, finally, there's no manner in which you conceptually can measure a prayer of the heart, because a prayer of the heart is the fervent hope that there is a solution to this problem. And since there is a solution to the problem, when you get conceptually out of the way of it, and depend on the power of the universe to solve the problem, it is impossible that it will not be solved. Yet in retrospect, when we examine it, we cannot not seem to have failed. Why? Are you going to listen to me? In our conceptual examination is the failure. The healing prayer that I'm going to offer you right now, with my heart and with my mind, will heal you of all the diseases from which you appear to suffer, and including the idea that you're separate from universal mind. Look at me. this is the time and place, teacher of God, where you have chosen to accept in a moment of revelation, a self-realization of who you are. It allows for the light of creative reality to penetrate the dark form in which you have previously identified yourself. So this first 57 minutes of the teacher's manual of the Course that asks the question, are words important if healing? Have shown you that the words will be as important as you allow them to be in your determination that in fact you have the power to heal the sick and raise the dead using the mind of Jesus, who has now directed you to your own resurrection, and the Holy Spirit of energy that surrounds you and shows you your capacity to re-illusion the light factoring that appears to hold you in the bondage of sequential time in an instant of revelation. You accepted it, and you have left this world. And you did, right there. Now we're back for just a moment. And in the second hour, you're going to share with me the discovery that you made in this hour. And you're going to begin to walk around in the world and make a declaration of the revelation of the experience that you have had in this Course in Miracles. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we think together about our shared love and determination to leave this place. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone.